the Gemara on Mem Aleph on the Beis that there is a concept of Pasa Bo B'Kisnim, and a Pasa Bo B'Kisnim according to the Hamora that we paskin like. Rav Nachman, Tosis points out, it's Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, that there is the Rabbim that say that Tuna Bracha Lefneim Ve'in Tuna Bracha La'achareim. We were beginning to take apart the Shita of Rashi, where Rashi is masbir what both Pasah B'Kisnin is, and explaining why it would be Tuna Bracha Lefneim Ve'in Tuna Bracha La'achareim. So Rashi, we saw, had problems to it that Tosas had addressed. Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to discuss Tosas' problems and try to really be magnified. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rashi and Tosas? That's agenda number one. The next thing on our agenda is to summarize the basic Shitas HaRishonim of what Pasah Bo B'Kisnin is, and then give the Lamdus of how those Shitas HaRishonim work, LaHalacha. That's going to be our agenda for today. We're not done with Pasah Bo B'Kisnin because it's a Yumagis Sugya, but that's how we're going to do it. So Rabosai, we saw Rashi yesterday. I don't think there's a need for us to read Rashi again. But nevertheless, it doesn't hurt to read Rashi again. So let's read Rashi again, because it's always kedai to read Rashi's holy words over and over. It says Rashi, Pasah Bo B'Kisnin, La'achra Filu Birchas Hamazon. So Tosfos picks up, makes a big deal about this, and Rashi says, even by Birchas Hamazon, are you regilim lahavi kisnim, and klo yosef yishiyafun lev, kedamrinu ba'al mahani kisnim al lev, liba, and they vien ima in pas, so Rashi learns, pas ha'bo b'kisnim, that's the pas that came with these klo yos, kenu blayush shalonu, by the way, that's important for us to recognize the word of blayush, because it's going to come up later on in our sugya. The yeshos and also kim in siporim, Rabbi Yaakov said, cute. He said, this is animal crackers. This is the first edition of animal crackers. Okay, it's cute, Ha'ara. Yeshosanos hakim in Tziporin v'ilanos. Both l'me'an davar mu'et, and they ate a little bit. Umitosh and those, and now, up until now, I would say Rashi's being descriptive. He's just describing what Pasah Bo B'Kisnin is. Then Rashi continues. Umitosh and those, and both tablin harbe, and since they put a lot of spices inside, there goes and mushkeidim, and there's also egos and mushkeidim, umachol amuat, and they don't eat a lot of it. Lo etinu bracha mein gimel. You don't even get a birchas ala michya. Mina da'avi a pas oriz v'dofen, like pas oriz v'dofen. So Tosfos asks two questions on Rashi. First, Tosfos quotes Shitas Rashi. Now Yisrael asked well. Yisrael asked, at the end of the day, Tosfos is already quoting Rashi from the beginning. I looked around, I didn't see anybody make this point. Tosfos already starts right off the bat. The Tom Brachel of Fana, Vein Tom Brachel Akara, Brachbar and Fasher's Rabbos, Mindy the Havi Ars Adolphin. What's Tosfos doing? He's giving Rashi's chat. That real Lil, he's just spelling out that we learned by Ars Adolphin, Mivarek Barn Mizansu Psofalokulam, Holvanas Memshkadim Harbe. And then he says, "Upirish Rashi, afilu im achal man after berachas hamazon kamer." Rashi says, "Even if you eat after berachas hamazon." Now it's true that this is the wild part of Rashi, but the whole thing up until now, Tosfos was also talking in Rashi. So it's a little. What do you mean they agree with
it? Wasn't just Rashi's parish, was their parish?
No, because meaning the Haviar is the Dok, and Tosfos is going to say.
That's later on, they rejected.
Okay. So
at that point, it was the
all right. Oren wants to fight with us, Yisrael. Let's wait because you want to say later on. So let's just put on the record. Oren doesn't like the cash. Yisrael does. Okay. So no. Good. So Lechura, one should ask. Either way, Oren, you would agree that's a question that should be asked. So Yisrael asks. Well, Yisrael asks at the end of the day, and I don't have a good teretz. Maybe Oren does. And that is to say why our question is, why did Tosfos only say Upirish Rashi over there? He Lechura Tosfos was going with Rashi the whole way. Is your teretz that you want to give Michal based on what Tosfos is going to say later on, or based on what we already know? The Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrono Livracha said that Rashi ala Torah was written even that a six-year-old, with six-year-old's knowledge base. So that Rashi, that we only know what appears previous in the Torah. So now we're six-year-olds in the sugya right now, Michal. So it has to be based, Oren's already jumping ahead. You want to say something based on we already know to explain this? Do we have enough information?
We did do, but I decided that it's not.
You're not sure. Okay, the same. So, all right, it's a tzarachiyun. It's nothing more than tzarachiyun, but it's a nice ha'ara that one should make when making a lady of pshat. So that's Rashi's pshat. So says Tosfos below here, it's not correct. Chada darmin le'il kol she'esh bo mechameshes haminim tzarech bracha me'ein shalosh. Number one, Tosfos asks that when it comes to the chameshes haminim, then you need a bracha me'ein shalosh. Now Tosfos is right that in general the chameshes haminim need a bracha me'ein shalosh. Now the tzlach gives a beautiful retort for Rashi, and that he says that it's not true. It's not true that every time that you have kol she'esh bo mechameshes mine dagon, you get, it's true if you eat the kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. And we dramatized yesterday that the tzlach says capacity, and I looked in all shas and I didn't find it. So that's the tzlach's kasha. By the way, Rav Yol was discussing, he looked at another of so there are two tzlachs that discuss this issue, and I was talking about the other tzlach. So here the tzlach has simple terms for Rashi. Ad kidei kach, that I have to tell you that I'm not sure I understand what Tosfos was thinking in his kasha. The tzlach says beautifully to defend Rashi. Rashi's talking beferish where he ate less than a shear. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi had emphasized it. Rashi says in two times, number one, it's the nature for people to eat davar mu'at. Now I'm answering why Rashi says mu'at twice. And then he's saying, halachically, not only is it the nature of ochlam ben du'at, u'ma'achola mu'at, that the eaters, they eat from it a little. Because there's tablin harba that goes in mushkeit, and Rashi is describing halachically what happened. There's a lot of different things over here, and for that reason they don't eat a lot from it, and therefore we say that gezayis b'chdei achilas pras is the only time that you need a berchas ala minya. So the chura, this is a great defense for Rashi that we mentioned already yesterday, and it's a little bit of a tzarachi in what was Tosfos thinking when he asked this kasha. Va'od. I'd rather leave this for now. If you had something to say in it, you had yesterday, all yesterday. You had all yesterday. Va'od, Tosfos asks another kasha. Amai ka'amar kisnit. Tosfos asks, why did it say kisnit? Le'ma nami oriz v'dochen. What's Tosfos' kasha? Tosfos asks a bomb kasha. Tosfos asks, this is no different, according to Rashi, this is no different than oriz v'dochen. So just like the halacha is, that if you would have orez v'dochen v'toch hasuda, and particularly even after berchas hamazon, the bracha would be a mazonos, and acharav wouldn't be main shalosh. So too over here. So what's the chiddush of pasabo b'kisnin? Just like by orez v'dochen, we say that. So too over here. So gevaldige kasha. Rabosai, how do you give a simple teretz also to this kasha of Tosfos? Yisrael said, well, in Seder. Yisrael, what do you want to say? Say it again. Start, even if we don't develop it out of self,
you don't mind passing
the Achron. Go ahead.
That orange is not one of the five minim and possibly.
Okay, now so let's develop together. Yisrael observed beautifully that orange is fundamentally different than Pasa Bobikistin. Pasa Bobikistin has all of the properties for a bracha achas mein shalosh. Oriz v'dochen doesn't have minei dagan, is not one of the chameshes minei dagan. So that's how you defend Rashi. Rashi said, v'od, amai ka'amar kisnin, leim anami oriz v'dochen. No, this is a tremendous chiddush. Here the chiddush is the following. Here the chiddush is that if you have something that has all of the properties, but because the nature of it is to eat mu'at, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to get a bracha by itself because it's not considered tochasuda. And acharav, we're going to give it a bar nefashos. Now the truth is, according to Rashi, acharav bar nefashos is not such a gevaldige chiddush, acharav bar nefashos, because he ate less than a shear. That's how Rashi learns. That's how Rashi says black and white. However, since they're no snimba tablin harbe, since they give tablin harbe, and it's part of it goes in shkedim, so therefore it's not considered tochas, it's not something that's normal to eat tochas, so it's not considered bread, it's pas habo bikisnin, and it's because it's bo bikisnin, so then in such a case it gets a bracha by itself. Now the bar in the fashos is not such an amazing chiddush anymore. The way we're being masbir according to the tzlach. According to the tzlach, it's not such a big chiddush. What's the vart over here according to Rashi? The reason why it's getting a bar in the fashos is very, very simple. Because he doesn't eat a lot. And Rashi says that twice, that he doesn't eat a lot. So why is it different than Oriz V'Dochen? There's a fundamental difference between the two. Oriz V'Dochen never gets a bar in Birachamein Shalosh, never gets an Alamithia. And since Oriz V'Dochen never gets an Alamithia, here we're bringing out the following Yisod. Even though you have something that does often get an alamithia, nevertheless, because it is made a little bit differently, and it's ochel is muat, and it's with shkedim, so then we say that the halacha is that's going to get a mezonos even b'toch hasuda. So the chiddush is not so much the bracha achrona, but the chiddush is the bracha lefaneha. And in that way, it's fundamentally different than Oriz V'Dochen. Oriz V'Dochen, the reason why it's not the regular bread is because it's min by itself. So that explains, again, what the chiddush of Arasugi is. Number one, it's considered something that's distinct. Hence, it gets its own bracha lefaneha. And if there's a bracha achara, there's a technical answer, like the tzlach pointed out. And that technical answer is that the fellow didn't eat enough of a shear. Because that's not what you do. It passes up on the kisnin. And eino chanami, if the person would eat such a shear, then it would get a bracha me'ein shalosh. And that's fundamentally different than Oriz V'Dochen. Oriz V'Dochen never gets a bracha me'ein shalosh. So the chiddush, remember, how did our sugya start? Our sugya didn't start, you know what, we're up to Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, let's talk about Pasa Bobikisman. That's not what happened. What happened? What happened was we were talking about Dvar Mabon B'Toch HaSuda. I know, I started a little bit backwards. I didn't discuss Dvar Mabon B'Toch HaSuda, Dvar Mein Bon B'Toch HaSuda. But we have to remember, that's how the sugya starts. So the chiddush of Pasa Bobikisman is, that's not considered Dvar Mabon B'Toch HaSuda. Is that the only thing you want to talk about in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin? No, it's not the only thing you want to talk about. There are other issues. There are issues about someone who's Kovei Asuda, the chule, and that the Gemara is only going to bring up a Membeis of an Aleph. There are other issues to discuss. But Rashi is going to say, what do you want from me? I'm talking about the chidush of the bracha lefaneha. I lachareha. Lachareha is because he didn't eat a lot. There's no big chidush here in lachareha. The chidush is in lefaneha. And then, Paz Oriz V'Dochen is a totally different ballgame. Paz Oriz V'Dochen, that could be Dvar Mabon Machmas Asuda. That's nothing to do with us over here. Paz Oriz V'Dochen. So over there, the reason why you're getting a bracha, the reason over there why you don't get a bracha achrona of Main Gimel, is that, as Yisrael said, it's a totally different min. It's all a different min that has nothing to do with us. Can anybody ask a kasha on what Yisrael and I are saying? Ask a kasha, a small kasha on what we're saying from the words of Rashi. Yes, David, from the words of Rashi. You asking from the words? From the words? You and your chavrusa. Yes, Eitan? Oh, very good. So Tzlach asks it on himself, but you should ask that question. The Rashi says, Midi dehavi apasar zvedochet. So what do you mean, Yisrael? It's different than Pasar Zvedochen, according to Rashi. We just said that Rashi says that Min the Avi Pasar Zvedochen. Rashi seems to equate it. So what we said is nice, it's logical, but at the end of the day, you always have to say, every pshat that Nachron says, you got to say, wait a second, there's a reback into the words. See, the Tzlach is Matchikit. He gives a teretz. No, I wouldn't even use the word Matchik. He's matche, and he writes the following: Umash and Kos of Rashi mean to have a pas oris kavanoso shelokim zeu klal bebrachos shekosh mevarich lepchila barmini mizonos mevarich lebesof mein shalosh. That you shouldn't say that we have a rule that every time you make a mazonos, you always make an ala michya. And we see that that rule is by Passover's Vedochin. But the reason for it, the svara behind it, is different. It's a classic case, and we would call it Svei Dinim. There are two reasons for it. When it came to this, it's because it's a Dover Shalom, Machmas HaSuda, the Bracha Rishona, and the Bracha Acharel, just a technicality that he didn't eat more. He didn't eat a lot. However, when it comes to Passover's Vedochin, there also you make a burn of fashos. Why? Because it doesn't satiate. What does midi da havi mean, says the tzlach? Midi da havi means, by the way, the tzlach, I did two different tzlachs. Yesterday I said the tzlach tibra maskel ela pas, if you're chazering, and today I did tibra maskel pas above the kisne. Rav Yoel pointed out that the tzlach said bedas rashi a little bit differently in today's tzlach, but I still stand by what I said yesterday because it was in the tzlach and Dibar Maskel Ela Pas. So the tzlach says like this, the tzlach says that midi da havi just means that we have a yisod, that just because you make the mazonos, the bracha achrona doesn't necessarily equal an ala michya. That's what we're bringing out over here. So you have to ask Eitan's question, but that the tzlach says is the text. So now we have a mahalach according to Rashi. The mahalach is smooth. Rashi emphasizes that it's maichol ma'at. And the reason why Rashi is emphasizing it is because that's the reason that you're not going to get the bracha me'ein shalosh according to Rashi. Therefore, even if it's after Birchas HaMazon, it's going to be the same halacha. Even if it's after Birchas HaMazon, it's going to get the same halacha. Because you ate less than the shir. And the chiddush of the sugya, that's not a chiddush, that we know from other sugyas. The chiddush of the sugya is the bracha rishona. Now, v'amevin yavin, I leave off, I still feel that you can say better with your talmidim, Be'ezer Hashem. I leave off that Rashi said davar mu'a twice. And I wasn't masbir ad asof why Rashi said v'ochel me'en davar mu'a. And then he says again, u'machol mu'ad. Every word in Rashi is meduya. So that I wasn't masbir ad asof. I worked on it, I tried, I banged my head against the wall a few times. I just came away with a few bumps, and that's the zeh. That's the zeh. Sarachiyun. I didn't explain that well. By the way, Be'ezer Hashem, when you teach, it's something that bothered me sometimes, even from some of my great rabbeim, is that they presented everything as if it was a beautiful picture. With everything that a Rebbe is masbir, there are three things that he's not masbir. So it's important to spell out, okay, we said this well, but this we didn't say out on ourselves. As much as we're going to be masbir Rashi and Tosfos, there's still more work to be done. So I also don't believe in obsessing about it and not moving. We got to know Kitz and Mevarchin by the end of this month. But at the same time, not everything is a beautiful picture. Not everything is we were masbir out of self. Yes, Oren.
Bedas Rashi, why does he say that it's dafka? I mean, he could have easily said that it was betolka suda, and therefore it would have been a lot easier to say. Why does he have to say that after?
No, the chiddush was saying we're bringing out a bigger chiddush.
Even after
the suuda, you don't have this. There's no chiyu of alamichyu just because you're making a mazonos beforehand. There's no chiyuvah, even if it's not bottled to the suit, even if you're not making a Birchas HaMazon afterwards. I would have thought, maybe it's only if you're making a Birchas HaMazon afterwards. But maybe if it's after the suit, in such a case, it doesn't get a burn of fashos. The answer is no.
It was mashma that he was saying that because he was got something wrong with the way presenting it, that it would be him without
the suit. I guess we're you and I are approaching it differently already now. I'm definitely open to hear, but we are already starting from a different point. If you're being masbir this way. Yes, Doug. The chiddush over here, again, I emphasize the chiddush is in the bracha rishona, not in the bracha achrona. That you make the mazonos even if it's tochas suuda. We brought it up in the context of tochas suuda. David's asking the following kasha by Pshat. David's asking the following question. If you read Rashi is saying, you're asking good, David, very, very good. Dov is asking like this. If we say that the Pasach of Kislev is always after Birchas HaMazon, so then what was I bringing out? Then according to me, what's the Chiddush of the Bracha Lefaneha? Right? If that's what Rashi is saying. That's David's cash. That's David's cash on my pshat. David's kasha's strength is that I can't be masbir what the Gemara is being mechadish. He's suggesting there's nothing new. In other words, he's not saying that what we're saying is not mukhrach in Rashi. What he's saying is, and what's the chiddush? Because if we're talking about the bracha achrona, I'm learning according to the tzlach. I'm being masbir as well according to the tzlach. But he's asking according to the tzlach, then in the bracha achrona, so there, that's just less than a shir. So it's less than a shir. So then that's a classic case of less than a shear. Then you're going to get less than So it could be, to answer David's question, I'll say like this, and then maybe I'll listen to what you have to say. Wait. So I'll hear what you have to say in a second. So then in such a case, I think the answer goes like this. The chiddush might be, what happens if he eats a gozim shkedim and this the pasav of the kistin all together, and combined it would come together as a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. What would you say in such a case, that halacha is? Right, they would add. What? So that's what that would be the chiddush. The chiddush would be that in such a case it combines together. It still would be a bar nefashos. By the way, we're going to see. I have to remember. Remind me to quote this. That there is a Magen Avraham that has big nafkaminas for kiddushim today on our sugya. And the Magen Avraham says that if you go to a kiddush, you know, a good kiddush, not the old European kiddush. We're talking about the really good kiddush. And there you have almost like a full meal with the challah, with the kugel, and of course with the herring, everything together. And then someone makes kiddush, and then they take a little, then they take cake, and everybody takes everything to eat, to the point that when you come home, if you had just washed a little and had a little bit of bread, so then in such a case you're ready to eat, you're ready to take a nap and learn and do whatever you're going to do at Shabbos afternoon, and that's it. You're ready until Shalosh Shodis. So in such a case, says the Magen Avraham, you have to bench. Even if you just had Pasach Bavli Kislev, which is going to get involved with less next Gemara on the top of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Point is, the Magen Avraham says that there is time, the Pasach Bavli Kislev combines together to create a shear even for Birchas HaMazon. Okay? So I'm just using Moshe Lamad Avadoma that we have this Magen Avraham. So here, maybe, by the way, this would also might relate to why Rashi says Mua twice. Rashi says, Osen Kimo Mitzipar Vilanos V'Ochlem Mehen Dover Muat. You eat a little bit from these things. In other words, in general, they eat a little bit from the Pasach of Kislev. Mitoch shenasim b'tavlin harbe, they put many tavlin, ve'gozim u'shkedim, u'macholam u'at. You eat a little bit of it. You don't eat a lot of any one part of the minim, but ultimately you eat all of it together, might be a shear. So maybe that is the chiddush. But Dov is asking good. He's asking well. Again, I'm not chozer what I'm saying, but it needs to be developed a little bit more what the chiddush is. And I think that's something we could say. Yes, Avi.
So the thing why can't
say
we
say loud? So
why can't we say that the Rabbeinu Yonah wanted to interpret the ein tivanim bracha la'achareihem? That's saying that's for something that's ra'oi lo. Now, if it only said that,
what do you mean by ra'oi lo?
Meaning, it's not going to be that ala michya, which is normally ra'oi for that. It's going to be that borei nefasho. So if I had only said that and not spoken about the bracha beforehand, I would think that the bracha beforehand would also maybe get downgraded, you know, especially because, like, it's kayo and whatnot, it would go down. And
the chiddush is that you would have thought if you had mizonos, that it would get a shahako.
No, not maybe, or maybe a dama, because it's kayo.
Yeah, kol sheish. That's a tremendous chiddush, but Pashas, we don't say that. Yes, Michael. Yes.
Why can't we talk about Kaveh Sudah? And then the chiddush would be.
Rabosa, if there's a couple of guests I see, if you can give them a Gemara, that would be fantastic, okay? Welcome. Yeah, go ahead, Michael. Dover Muat is not enough to be Kovei Asuda.
And then
Yeshua
says
that. A Dover Muat is not enough to be Kovei Asuda. The Chiddush being that it's not a Hamotzi, you want to say.
You don't have anything else except for Pasul of Kismin that the bracha Rishona is not tuffel to the Kismin, but the Akrona is tuffel to the Kismin, which would be very
partial. Oh, so that comes out to something. It sounds like to me something very similar to what we're saying.
Yeah.
It sounds very similar to what we're saying. In other words, that when it comes to the bracha Rishona, that at the end of the day, it gets a berachas, it gets a mezonos. Yet when it comes to the bracha achrona, we don't say that it all combines together to create. I think you and I are just using words to fail.
If it combines together, I still say it could be kazayas. It could still be enough to get a mezonos.
That the pasah above the kisin itself was a kazayas, you want to argue. Whoa! Then you want to say that if you had a pasah of a kisin of a kizayis, just because there was shkedim and klayos, that's going to change the halacha? That's going to get a bar nefashos? Wow. That's a much bigger chiddush. I don't doubt that the Pnei Yeshua said it, but it comes out that you're saying an even bigger chiddush than us. In other words, I tried to be masbir according to Rashi Lufi the Tzlach what the chiddush is. He wants to say it further. Michal wants to say even further. Michal wants to say that the chiddush is that even though if you have pasah b'kisnin of a kezayis, nevertheless, mamish a kezayis worth of mizonos b'chdei achilas pras, still you won't get an alam milchia. And he claims what Pnei Yeshua said. Look, I'm still banging my head on the Gemara Rashi tells us. I looked at the poskim. But I didn't look at I looked in the Tzlach, but I didn't see the Pnei Yoshua.
I saw it, I had to Rosh on the footnotes.
Sent you there, great. You don't have to make an excuse of seeing Pnei Yoshua, fantastic. If you didn't know the Gemara Rashi tells us well, then I'd rip on you. But you know, you're doing fine, so you have all the right to check the Pnei Yoshua. Fantastic. Matov Manoim. I'm still a little taken aback. It still sounds like to me a tremendous chidush. To say Tafel, when you have a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, it definitely solves the problem that Dovid was asking. Dovid was asking on my pshat. He said he agrees with everything we said. But what's the chiddush? So I brought out what I thought was the chiddush then of the Gemara, and then so Michal wants to solve the problem of chiddush. You're saying such a big chiddush that to me it sounds dark. Let's leave it with this, Dovid, Michal. Let's leave it with this. And then let's continue on, Rebos. I think we answered David's question, so comes out David, you have two terutzim. Either you can go as far as Michal had said, which again, to me sounds like a tremendous chiddush, or to say what we had said, that the chiddush was that Einachanami, like we said, that the logic of the din is that you should make the bar nefashos and not an al mechya because you don't have a shear, as the Tzlach points out himself, Bidas Rashi. And the chiddush of our Gemara is that the things don't combine together, the shkedim and so on don't combine together to create an alamichya. That you might have had a halamichya that they combine together, just like the halacha of kol sheyesh b'mechameshes minei dagam says that the halacha combines together. By the way, there are poskim that hold such a thing, even though we said that Rashi doesn't accept that, there are poskim that would say that the halacha is that it does combine together and it gets an alamichya. So to answer your question, what the chiddush is, if you say that when Rashi said in Rashi Dibra Maslu Pasavel Gissen, he said Ubircha Samazan, he meant to say that that's what we were talking about, only Bircha Samazan. According to my chat, it could very well be that the Chiddush is whether it's before Bircha Samazan or after Bircha Samazan. The halacha is that it's going to still get a bar nefashos, and then that would be the Chiddush, that it gets a bracha lefaneha. Even though it's Dvarim Shelo Boy Machmas Hasuda, but it doesn't get a bracha achrona by itself. But if you read Rashi as David had argued, and David, you have a point in your reading of Rashi, Birchas Hamazon means specifically after Birchas Hamazon, so then you have to say the Chiddush as we were Masbir. Rabosai, let's continue on and see. I know there are a lot of Ha'aris that Talmidim have, but as Mekabel from my Rebbeim, that we got to know the Perek. And I'm here to take your suggestions after Mincha B'Simcha. So let's take a look and continue on in Tosas. So Tosas goes on, and Tosas is a different pshat. Al Karcha Tzarech Lefarish. De Mayri B'Toch HaSu'udah Kodim Birchas HaMazon, De Mayri B'Toch. V'Hachi Ka'amar, Chutz Min HaPas HaBod HaKisnin B'Toch HaSu'udah Kodim Birchas HaMazon, De Eim Toim Bracha L'Achrab, De Patelei Birchas HaMazon, Afilur of Sheishas. So Tosas says that you have to say not like Rashi. Because of Tosas' objections, you have to say that we're talking about before Birkas HaMazon. And what we're talking about is that he had Pas HaBobi Kisnin Tocha Su'uda. At least that it was prior to Birkas HaMazon. And Rav Sheishas is going to say like this. Rav Sheishas is going to admit that when we're talking about Pas HaBobi Kisnin, that potele birchas hamazon exempts it because it's a double muot. Avo below suda af achrot tzarech levarach main shalosh. In contrast to Shitas Rashi, who said that the pas habo bekisnin gets a bar in nefashos afterwards, Tosas says no. Of course, if it would be after the suda and after birchas hamazon, we're talking about a case where the fellow ate the shear. He ate the shear. And if he ate the shear, so then in such a case, of course, you're going to get an ala michya. However, over here, something different. Over here, we're talking about where it was tocha su'uda. And for that reason, since it's tocha su'uda, birchas hamazon would patir. However, it's dvarim haboim shalom machmas hasuda. And since it's Dvarim Abom Shalom Machmas HaSuda, so then in such a case, it's going to get a bracha beforehand. So in the Su'uda, Tosas Lashem is the Hava Dover Mu'at. Now, Rabosai, let me ask. Okay, I'm answering your question. Rabosai, at the end of the day, Tosas just said it's Dover Mu'at. In what way is he being cholek with Rashi? Tosas asks two bomb kashas on Rashi. We defended Rashi. We essentially defended Rashi by saying that he ate a little amount. Tosas says, I don't like Rashi. And then he repeats the same yisod that we were masbir from the tzlach. He ate davar muat. So what happened? Tosas, and how could Tosas say davar muat? In a moment later, Tosas says, it was after the birchas hamazon, what would the halacha be? He would make an alamichya. So did he eat a davar muat or didn't he eat a davar muat? If he didn't eat a full shear, so then even after the suda, the bracha should be bar nefashos. What in the world is Tosas saying? If you didn't ask this when you read the Tosas, then you didn't make a lamda shalating on the Tosas. What's going on here? In what way is Tosas being cholik or Rashi? The same yeshuvim that we gave for Rashi, particularly the yeshuv on the first kasha, is exactly what Tosfos himself says. So they're talking past each other. Right? We had this expression from Tosfos a while ago where Tosfos said, where you have such extremes, where the Tanoim or the Amoraim are speaking past each other, then they can't be a machlokas over here. Svaras Afuchas, beautiful. On Lamites on the base, thank you. On Lamites on the base. On the base, beautiful. Svaras Afuchas we had in Tosfos. Beautiful. So this, it sounds like Tamash, what's going on? So Rav Yaakov pointed out to me that the Tosfos Harash, don't mind, you, most of you have it in the back of your own other Gemaras. If you don't, you can take a look in the Kovetz Mefarshim. The Tosfos Harash adds a couple of words to Tosfos to be Masbir better. Let's take a look at the Tosfos Harash. Vinira, by the way, the Tosfos Harash does have other kashas Arashi, which I didn't discuss. Matov Manoim, if you're going to do the whole Tosfos Harash. Says the Tosfos Harash at the end of the Dibur Maskil She'ein, Vinira de Mayri She'ochla Achar Asuda Kodem Birchas Hamazon. Umitov She'ena Ba Elo Lekinuach Su'uda Umachala Muat Niftar de Birchas Hamazon. Says the Tosfos Harash, it's lekinuach hasu'uda. What we're talking about is that this is a dessert. And since this is a dessert, and his macholo is muat, so then in such a case, he's going to become niftar bibirchas hamazon. Macholo muat, and kinuach hasu'uda is niftar bibirchas hamazon. Rabbosai, could it be, and I say this b'loshon ulai, and I want the Talmidim to come back to me and give me their impression. Of course, what did the Rosh add that we didn't have in Rashi or in Tosfos yet? The word kinuach. Kinuach, by the way, is a modern Hebrew word as well. It means dessert. Could it be the following? That the Tosfos HaRosh is taking a different approach. And the Tosfos HaRosh is saying that here, it's not that the quantity of food of the mizonos is less, but rather the fact that people normally eat it as a maichel muat, so then in such a case, then it's a qualitatively different food. It's a dessert. If it's a dessert, then it's not a dvarim habon betoch hasu'uda, and there are two halachas that come out of it. One in terms of bracha rishona, and the other in terms of bracha achrona. When it comes to bracha rishona, it's not considered dvar habon machmas hasu'uda, it's a kinuach, it's a dessert, and therefore it gets its own bracha, as our sugya is talking about. And when it comes to bracha achrona as well, it doesn't get its own bracha. Why? Because this is something different. Even if you're going to have a lot of it, it's a different type of thing than the regular mizonos because it's a kinuach. So now it becomes a middle category. On the one hand, if it's besoch hasu'uda, so then in such a case it becomes niftar with the Berachas HaMazon. And even Rav Sheshis is going to agree with that. It's not choshev enough for it to get its own Brach HaChrona. Because it's the supplemental ochel after the Su'uda. It's not Dvarim HaBon Machmas HaSu'uda, so therefore it gets its own Brach HaRishona. But that doesn't mean that fundamentally, if there's no Berachas HaMazon, in such a case, that it would get a bracha me'ein shalosh if you ate the shir. Back into the words of Tosfos. Tosfos is saying like this. He's saying fundamentally different than Rashi. Rashi had said, first before he goes back into the words of Tosfos, the crunch. Rashi had said that pas haba bekisnin is what? Pas haba bekisnin is quantitatively something that's different. What's the derech for people to eat? They eat it less than the shear. And the egozim and so on are mapped starit. That's what Rashi is talking about. Rashi emphasizes that they're eating muad. Tosas, according to the Tosa Rush. Now I agree. Yesh lodun. Then the words of Tosas that we have in front of us are not the Tosas of Rush's words. Problem is that Tosas doesn't, as far as I can make out, Tosas doesn't make any sense without the Tosas of Rush's dishon. Because if Tosas means literally, I'll just spell out again, if Tosas means literally that he ate very little, so then in such a case you're not going to be able to get an al-michya afterwards. So he can't mean literally muat. If he's not talking about literally muat, so what does he mean? The answer is what he means by muat means that this is something that by nature it's a dessert whose macholo is muat. And then in such a case, then the halacha is going to be that on the one hand, it's tafel to the rest of the suit and therefore it's going to get a berachas hamazon. But lifaneha, because it's not considered dvar mabon machmas asuda, it gets a bracha of ibn atzma. So how would I crunch it before I take your questions? I would crunch it in the following way. I would crunch it that there's a difference between quantity and quality. That if we're talking about the quantity, that's why Rashi understands Pasal of a Kisson. The Pasal of a Kisson is quantitatively something that's different. However, when it comes to the Shita of Tosos, Tosos is saying that the quality is entirely something different. Rashi is being mechalik to the quantity, and Tosos is being mechalik between the lines. Yes?
I don't understand how the end of the Tosos is answering Tosos's two questions on Rashi.
Oh, so let's finish the Tosos and we'll see it in a moment. Yes?
How do you explain the difference between Pasal Kinuach and
the other? Well, right now maybe Pasal Kinuach becomes a paradigm of Kinuach.
But he explained that Ella is only Bedas or Sheshes. It's only talking about Pasuk Kisnin where you get this Bracha Rishona, but you don't get Bracha Achrona.
Well, maybe because according to Rav Sheshes, this becomes the paradigm of something that's eaten specifically. This is the example of something that's qualitatively
so
different.
So it's an example rather than a levitating factor.
Right. Let's say you would dream up a new concoction. That was clearly right, and even Rosh Hashanah will be molded. Correct. Yes, Noah.
Where is it tells us actually a concept? That even when you have kol shehu, chamish tamim. Who cares what you're eating it as? If you're eating it as dessert, or it's not as important, but shachem or not, it should get an al mechi nonetheless. No.
No, it's beautiful now. Now we've constructed a middle category, which, by the way, I think is going to be critical in understanding halacha lemaisa as well as for pasul b'kisim and dessert in general. And that is this idea that you have something that on the one hand is something that's not a dover haba machmas asuda, and therefore it gets a bracha by itself. It's not haba machmas asuda. On the other hand, it's not entirely detached from the suda that you're going to give it a bracha acharel also. Its own bracha acharel. It's in between. It's the end of the suuda. It's a kinuach. And since it's the kinuach, so then in such a case, it gets
but you said even if it wasn't.
But if it's not in the su'ud, then if it's not in a su'ud, so then in such a case, then you ate a shear of a mazonos, and therefore it's going to get a bracha mei and shalosh. Beautiful. It works beautifully. At these statements. Yes. Now let's continue on and see how Tosas read the next part. Says Tosas. So let's do the whole hemshchik of Tosas. Al karmach tzarich lefarish, demari b'sof hasu kol berachas hamazon. Demari yibo. It must be, says Tosfos, that we're talking about before the su'udah. The berachas hamazon, excuse me. And we have rejected Rashi, who said that the chiddush was after the berachas hamazon. V'achi karmach, chutzman ha-pasam ha-bekisim sof hasu kol berachas hamazon. Ve'ein ton brach la'afur of the pot le'i berachas hamazon l'fi rosheshes. Mishum to have it over more. I will below soon the Akla Akron Sarah Lavarech Bracha, Lavarech Me'im Shalosh Brachos. But without the Suda, even afterwards, it requires Bracha Me'im Shalosh. And we remind you now what the difference between Rashi and Tosas is. In Rashi, it's in quality, and in Tosas, it's in quantity. Period. Now, Yisrael says, so how are we going to deal with the other questions? So let's take a look. Let's read inside. Ulahaki lo nakat pas oriz v'dochen. Says Tosas, now I know why we don't bring up pas oriz v'dochen. Sha'arei afilu belosu denami ein tzrichim bracha matzmein shalosh l'achra. Says Tosas, I understand why this is fundamentally different than pas oriz v'dochen. What's Tosas saying? Tosas is saying like this. Pas oriz v'dochen doesn't get a bracha mein shalosh ever. Here you have something that it depends. If it's besoch ha-su'uda, so then in such a case it's not going to get a bracha mein shalosh. It's entirely different than pas oriz v'dochen. Pas oriz v'dochen never satiates, and since it never satiates, so then in such a case it never gets a bracha mein shalosh. However, when we're talking about pas abal v'kisnin, it can satiate. But the context is critical. Are you eating it because you want a quality of dessert, or are you eating it because you want the quality of pas habo b'kisnin? If you want the quality of pas habo b'kisnin, that's called pas, and it gets a main shalosh. However, if we're talking about something else, we're talking about oriz v'dochen, here Pashut doesn't satiate. Why did Rashi learn pas oriz v'dochen? It's not why the Gemara doesn't say pas oriz v'dochen. Rashi was mechalek between pas oriz v'dochen in the min that never gets the bracha achas main shalosh, the min because not chashuv as its slach was masbir, versus in our case where he didn't eat a lot. Tosos is not being mechalek between the quantity of pas abal v'kisnin versus oriz v'dochen like Rashi was masbir, but rather Tosos is saying that the chiluk is in terms of the quality of the food. Depends on the context. If it's in the context of the kinuach, then in such a case it doesn't get bracha achas mein shalosh, even if you have a shear, because it's batel to the rest of the seuda vis-a-vis the berachas hamazon. On the other hand, it's not considered dvar mabon nachum sasuda. By the way, I think I take back a little what I said about the Super Bowl. You guys are a little rusty today. Some. I see you guys aren't into it 100%. You with me? So far, so good? Good. Okay, so let's keep on moving. Now, Rabosak. Let's take a look. I don't know if it's a Super Bowl. I'm not sure what it is. Let's keep on moving. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah has a different mahalach b'das Rashi, which I've decided that I'm not going to discuss. It'll be my pleasure to discuss it with you in Seder, both. By the way, if you're not finding time to speak with me in learning, let me know, and I will make the time for you. Okay? Again, I'm here after Mincha. If for whatever reason you're an illness and you can't, and you want to speak with me in learning, please let me know. So let's take a look at the end of Rabbeinu Yonah Dibra Maskel She'en Lecha. In my edition, it's at the end of She'en Lecha, where he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. And here we're going to summarize the three different shittas of pas abal v'kisnin. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Val Karchach Nir Kamosha Pirsha Rabbeinu Chananel. He rejects Rashi, like Tosas does, and he comes up with a totally different shittah. The pas abal v'kisnin Ratzalomar Haba B'kisnin. So totally different translation of kisnin. We had learned kisnin according to Rashi as klayos. Tosas is going with that as well. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a totally different thing. Kisnin comes from the word pocket, kis. Pas habal b'kisnin she'osim min ha'itza kmo kis u'machnisim b'fim shkedim u'dvash u'mine mesika. What we're talking about is that we have something that on the outside is dough, and the inside, you put in these mine masika. This is the pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel. Why did Rabbeinu Chananel say this pshat? So let's take a look at the last question that Rabbeinu Yonah asks on the Rabbeinu that he asks on Rashi's pshat, which compels him to give this pshat. Va'od ikshul of Rabbeinu Tsarfas. She'im kidvarav she'omer she'tom bracha nefashos la'achrav. Heich omer ein lecha dover she'tom bracha lefanav ein tom bracha la'achrav. Ba'ika oriz v'dochen she'tunin lefnei en bar minim zonos. Ve'ein tunin la'achareim ele bar nefashos. Rabbeinu Tzarfas asked on the Shita of Rashi, what do you mean that Ein Dover Shetom Bracha Lefanav? What do you mean that the bracha is at Zabar Nefashos? Oriz V'dochen, what's the difference between this and Oriz V'dochen? Oriz V'dochen also has Bar Nefashos. And if the reason you're saying that it's going to get a bracha Achas Mein Shalosh is because Shetom Brachas Nefashos L'Acharav, that's not true. So ultimately, Rabbeinu Tzarfas rejects this shita of Rashi, and it causes him to say that the halacha is that we're talking about this tart. Now, Rabbos, I want to share with you a third shita. Let's take a look at the tour that gives us one more sheet of what Pasach Bobikism is. Thank you.
I thought
there was a Tzarfas. Vod Hikshu Tzarfas. Yeah, yeah.
They still kept the same conclusion as Rashi. They didn't think Rabbeinu Yonah was fundamentally different, like that he decided to veer off from Rashi.
But he was bothered by Tosus's kasha on Rashi.
Nachon.
So that we explained. Now, Tosfos learned Passover's Vedochen differently. Let's take a look now. By the way, Rabosai, I didn't spell out all the Nekudas of Rabbeinu Yonah's Kashas, but fundamentally, we should know that he brings down Rabbeinu Hananel, who has this Shita. Now, there are Sachakol, there are three Shitas of what Passover B'Kisnan is. Let's take a look in Oz Vav and Zayin in the Tur, where he summarizes our entire sugya of what it's supposed to be. He says, Pas abavikisnin, vu pas, sha'asui kimin kisim elein. So notice, he immediately starts with which shita? The shita Rabbeinu Chanana. That sukar ushkeinu ve'gozim minei tavlin, mevarach lav barim minei mezonos, l'achra bachra achas mein shalosh. So he says, that's something that gets afterwards, a bracha achas mein shalosh. The Beis Yosef quotes, the Beis Yosef quotes the other Shitas. The Beis Yosef summarizes very beautifully in Oz Vav and Zayin. Particularly in Oz Zayin, he summarizes, Umash Pirish Rabbeinu, Pasach Bobikisnu Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel Shekos Rabbeinu Yonah. This is Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat. And then he says, skipping down, V'Rashi Piresh, Pas Shemilushim Tavlin Harba Ve'Gozim Mishkeinu. So that's pshat number two that we saw. And that is that it's bread that has a lot of spices. And we were masbir the lumdos from Rashi, as we pointed out last time. V'Aruch Piresh Od B'Shem Rabbeinu Haigon, a third pshat, She'Pas Abba V'Kisnehem Kechim, V'Pas Be'in Metuvelas V'Be'in She'Einu Metuvelas. It's something that is like a cracker. So they're crackers. That's the third shita. So we have three shitas of what Pasach Bobikisnan. Either Pasach Bobikisnan is something that holds the shkedim and agozim, or we have Rashi's pshat that it's something that it's mitubeles harbe. According to Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat from Rabbeinu Chananel, the advantage of the Pasach Bobikisnan is the following. What we're talking about is something that the derech is to eat a lot of it. It's to eat a lot of it. However, what it is it's not primary, it's secondary. According to Rabbeinu Yonah's chapter, the one that's in the Torah. According to Rashi, as we were masbir, you just don't eat a lot of the flour. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's there almost as a casing. It's there to case the shkedim ve'gozim. And finally, the last shot of Rav Haigon is uminik b'nei adam she'ochlim mimenu kima. It's these crackers that generally most people eat a little. So really, Rav Haigon is very similar, and Svara is very similar to Rashi. According to Rashi, they eat a little. And according to Rav Haigon, they eat a little. However, Rav Haigon's svara is like this. Rav Haigon says that, especially in those days, people ate, used crackers. Some Rishonim even go so far as to say that the crackers were there to hold other foods. So whether you eat a lot or you eat a little, it by definition is qualitatively something that's not considered regular pas. Qualitatively is something that's considered not regular pas. According to Rashi, it seems that they just didn't eat a lot of it. According to Reb Haigon, like we said in Tosfos, the min is a min that you don't eat a lot of. L'may nafgamina, between Rashi and Tosfos, we said that according to Tosfos, even if you eat a lot of it, nevertheless, because it's a kinuach, it's not considered dvar mabon mitoch hasuda. Similarly, according to Rav Haigon, since the derech of it is not to eat a lot of it, so then by definition it's not considered dvarim haboim mitoch hasuda. According to Rashi, it seems to me that if a person did eat a lot of this, so then it wouldn't get a bracha. It wouldn't get a bracha if it was toch hasuda. But according to Rav Haigon and Tosfos, there it's considered something that the derech is not to eat a lot of it, and therefore, as a min, by definition, as a min, it's considered something that shelo ba b'toch hasuda. For Tosfos, it's because it was kinuach, and for Rav Haigon, it's because it's not something that normally you eat a lot of. Normally, you put it, you use it for something else. That's what he said over here. Again, in the words of Rav Haigon, that the Beis Yosef quotes, "Shepasav alikisneim kechim uminik bnei adam shalchem enu shimba kima." He then says, "But what happens if someone mamish eats it when they're really hungry, and they decide that they're eating it as pas? Then, in such a case, then it's going to be considered mamish pas." But in general, it's the same yisod that we saw from the Shita of Tosos, that the change over here is the quality of the food, in contrast to Shita's Rashi, that the derech normally is simply to eat a little bit of. Okay. Now, Rabosai, now we're ready to segue. We got the yisodos of the basic of the Shita's Harishonim. We saw Rabbeinu Chananel. We didn't discuss in Rabbeinu Yonah really in depth why Rabbeinu Yonah decided to go Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. But we did point out that the Rabbeinu Chananel's shita is based on the idea that what you have inside the tart is the ikar, and the tart becomes not something that's primary. Since it's not something that's primary, so then in such a case, it's this middle category. And according to Rashi, it's because you have something that people don't eat a lot of. Nerabosai, how do we paskin? What's the nafkamina? What's at stake over here? What's at stake is the following. Are these things considered bread? Rashi, who says that, well, the reason why these things are not bread is because people don't eat a lot of it. What happens if someone took out these pasah babikisnin and he eats straight up, not that he was eating a su'uda. He sits down and he eats these things. What would Tosfos say to Rashi? Tosfos say to Rashi, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about kinuach. The only thing that I said that's going to get a mazonos by itself is if we're talking about where it's a kinuach. If this fellow sits down and he eats these things, So then in such a case, it could even be bread. Who says Tosfos agrees with Rashi? All of a sudden, just because that's Tavlonim Harve, it's not considered bread. Tosfos is calling that specifically Kinuach. What's Rav Haigon going to say to Tosfos and Rashi? To say, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I understand Pasa Bobi Kisnin as being something that could be eaten as bread when you're very hungry, but most people have these crackers to help them eat. They put food on it when they're eating. They put the herring on it. They put the salad on it. That's Pasa Bobi Kisnin. Everything that you described, everything else, Mehechi Tesi, is not considered regular bread. So the Beis Yosef is caught in a problem. What's going to be La Halacha, what qualifies as Pasa Bobi Kisnin? So let's read what the Beis Yosef says. Ule Inyan Halacha. Kiva the Sveika the Midi de Rabbananu. Since it's a Safek, Naktinam Kidivre Kulam Lahakel. We're Choshesh for all of these. And this is what the Beis Yosef writes in Shulchan Aruch. Ubein Kisim Shemalamosim Bitvash Mishkadim. And whether you have these tarts that are filled with Tvash Mishkadim. Ubein Isa Shi'ir Uba Me Peros. Or Rashi's case, that Rashi introduced the idea that if you have fruit juice inside, so then in such a case it's not considered bread. Especially if you eat only a little. Oh, bein mine tablin bein nekron yishkushkish, kulan din pasa bobe kisten yeshlem. Ve'ein mevarech aleim amotiu shalosh brachos, elim ken kavasu daso alav. So now what happened was, this is an interesting phenomenon, lahalacha. Every single one of them became Pasa Bobi Kisnin. If that's so, so then that means that we're choshesh, that once the Gemara started, remember how this all started. This started in a Gemara, whether the Gemara said this is Dvar Mabon Machmas Asuda or not. Now, of course, if it's Dvar Mshein Mabon Machmas Asuda, so then, in such a case, boom! What's a Dvar Mshein Mabon Machmas Asuda? Then the halacha is, that's not going to get Hamotzi. If we consider Dvar Mshein Mabon Machmas Asuda. Because the essence of Lechem is the core of Seuda. Ki lo ha-lechem levado yichya adam. But this is Lechem, she yichya adam. So the moment that you're calling a Dvar Mshein Mabon Machmas Asuda, that's the antithesis of Lechem. Once it's the antithesis of Lechem, so then we've got the following phenomena. Then we've got the following problem. Do you make a hamotzi or not? Do you make Birchas HaMazon on it or not? So says the Beis Yosef, Safek Brachos Lahakel. And that would mean that you would consider it Batel to a Seuda. It would not be considered the Lechem Sheyichya Adam. And on these things, if you were eating it, you had salad and you had crackers, you make a mazonos. Why? Because we see, according to Rav Haigon, it's considered Pasa Bobi Kisnin. Rabosai, could you ask a good kasha on this? Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a bomb kasha on this in his Hagos on Rabbi Kiva in his Hagos on Shulchan Aruch. It's not an easy Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you've done the sugya well, look up the Rabbi Kiva Eger in his parish on Shulchan Aruch. Let me just show you. For those of you, oh, no one has a Torah Beis Yosef, right? This is the other edition. So, you know, sometimes you say Gamzul Tova and you're frustrated. So that's what happened to me with this edition. I went to the Sfarim store when I was learning Ketz of the Barchin, and the first time, it's not only you who every once in a while buys the wrong sefer, the Rebbe also could buy the wrong sefer. So I say, please, can I have Torah Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Brachos in Shulchan Aruch? So they gave me Hilchos Matil Sidaim Seudo Berchas Hamazon Kuf Nun Zayin through Reish Aleph. So I started learning Ketz of the Barchin, and I realized everything is in Reish Beis, Reish Gimel, Reish Dalet, Reish Hey. So the next after the summer, where I didn't get up to Mem Aleph, in the summer called him a couple times. I did Lamed Hey, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, Lamed Tes a little bit, but I didn't use it at all. And then I bought the other ones. So I asked him to exchange. He said, "You opened it once, you can't exchange it." So I was very frustrated. And now Baruch Hashem, maybe the only reason I have this chus to learn with you Daf Mem Aleph is Baruch Hashem. I had this, so I also have this on Hilchos Petzias Hapas. So I realize now that you guys don't have it. So it's the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the first one. Just tell you, it's in Kuf Samach Aleph, Kuf Samach Ches Aleph. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says like this. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a bomb kasha. Has a bomb kasha. Is this Safik Brachos Lahakel? This son brought Zalka. Why not David?
He's making a bracha.
He's going to make a bracha tochasu. Now, either way, he'll either make hamotzi or mizonos. Why is it not something bracha Zalakel? Yes, I mean.
Because benching is the
reis. Benching is the reis. What about benching? Tosis is going to say to her, I go, what are you talking about? The whole sugya was just talking about dessert. And you took mamish what looks like a matzah. By the way, you know what I eat every morning to yeshiva? When I come to yeshiva, I don't eat breakfast. I eat on the bus breakfast. So what do I have? I have every day these crackers, and I look at the crackers every day. I say, Chaim, this is such a joke. The company's name is something matzah. That's what the name of the company is. And I ask myself, this is exactly, looks exactly like matzah. It says, Hashkochas habedatz birchoso borim mine mizonos. I think to myself, Tosas is saying, this is the din d'oraisa of lechem oni. This is the lechem of the Torah. And we make a bar mina mizonos. I'm simplifying Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. But do Rabbi Kiva Eger inside. But this is the crux of Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. It's a kula, savi prachas lekula. What's going on over here? Now this is the gadlus of the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha is makif, all these kashas. In one sentence he summarizes Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Mishnah Berurah and the Sefer Be'er Halacha goes through all the important rate of the sugya. The problem is, he doesn't tell you that he's going through it. He just says, Pashat, Magen Avraham, and then you look in the Shaar HaTzion, you look in the Be'er Halacha, wow, these are shiurim, not a shiurim. But you got to start with the Makoros. If you don't start with the Makoros, then you don't understand all the amazing things that Moran HaChavetz Chaim is doing. So Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to pick up with the Chavetz Chaim's Mahalach that he presents for Rabbi Kiva Eger, that I first heard from Rav Ami. It's a beautiful Mahalach from the Maimer Mordechai. But Rav Osai, the most important thing first is to have the Yisod and what is the Machlokas Rashi and Tosos to be Masbir every word. And Be'ezer Hashem, I think we did it, but now we dramatized the problem. According to them, now we understood Tosas really well. We understand Rashi really well. When they looked at us following Rav Haigon, that on a cracker you get a mizonos, they say, this is mamish lechem oni. This is mamish the lechem of the Torah. So what's the hesber? So it's a strong kasha. Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow will pick up with that. Then we will go on. The sugya of Passover, the kissing is big. We're going to skip to Membeis Amud Aleph momentarily. And Membeis Amud Aleph, we're going to pick up with more Patsa Babakisnin. I haven't done anything of Dvar Mabon Machmas Asuda. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do Dvar Mabon Machmas Asuda because there are so many things that in the regular Iwan Shir, in Gemar Rashi Tosas, and Tor Beis Yosef, and Magen Avram, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, we can't get to Halacha L'maisa. We will go to the Mishnah Berurah Shir. I already did a Be'er Halacha, so I feel like at least I touched on Shulchan Aruch. We discussed about what we eat every day, and we left off a question. Why it is that on crackers we make a mizonos? Really, pre-logic, it really should be that we should make a motzis. That's what we were yotzei, the halacha yomis, as a question at least. But Be'ezer Hashem, what we will do is we will go to Kuf Samaches for Pasa Bavikisnan for a few days while we're going through the Lamdus, and then Be'ezer Hashem will continue on in terms of the Mishnah.